Police have cordoned off a large section of a neighborhood known to be a stronghold of Ivory Coast internationally recognized presidential election winner Alassane Ouattara and are conducting house-to-house searches. This latest development comes as Ivory Coast's ambassador to the United Nations says a unity government could be possible if the incumbent Laurent Gbagbo drops his claim to the presidency. Linda Bordoni reports.
Ivory Coast's ambassador to the UN has said that Alassane Ouattara is prepared to work with Laurent Gbagbo's followers after the disputed presidential election. Speaking to the BBC, Ambassador Youssoufou Bamba said the only thing that could not be negotiated was the result of the election.
Mr. Ouattara is a president, a legitimate president. This is not negotiable. I think that's the starting point. I say from there, everything is open, is on the table. That's what I'm saying. But first of all, Mr. Gbagbo should step down to envisage the rest of the negotiation scope.
Gbagbo has stubbornly refused to step down, even though results released by the country's electoral body showed he had lost by a nearly 9-point margin to Ouattara. In recent days, he has ordered the military to encircle the Gulf Hotel, where Ouattara and his staff took refuge, imposing a blockade. The only way in or out of the hotel is now via helicopter. Meanwhile, the UN Refugee Agency says 25,000 Ivorian civilians have fled to Liberia, fearing an outbreak of violence in Ivory Coast because of the political dispute, which has killed over 200 people since November the 28th. A spokesman for the UN High Commissioner for Refugees says 600 more refugees are arriving in Liberia daily. I'm Linda Bordoni.